This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jeremy White.
I'm going to have a trail of quarters from here to your car for $10. You're going to pass those 40 quarters, not pick a single one of them up, and then I'm going to take them.
I would rather you give me $3 on one of these apps than you give me $10 in quarters.
Wow. This is not a mindset to become a millionaire.
And Joe DiBiase.
You can't be Captain Crunch unless you are a captain.
Was Captain Crunch an actual captain? What were his, you know, merits?
It's not even captain, actually.
It's Cap'n.
It's Cap'n?
That's right.
Of course he was a captain.
Yeah, I bet he faked the resume.
On Western New York sports giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. Jeremy and Joe with you.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. Yeah. A little bit of an anxiety-filled night at the DiBiase household.
Yes, you texted me about that.
But we made it.
Yeah. Well, would you have traded it for? Here you go. So what did you have at your household last night?
It was electrical issues that, like, you know, that comes with being a homeowner, I guess, once in a while.
Sure.
Thing after thing. Yesterday's thing was, the lamp went out. Oh, the fireplace went out. Oh, what's happening? I smell smoke.
Oh, boy.
Ended up being okay, though. Nothing. No fire, nothing like that. So it was like a bad breaker or something. And there's an electrician coming today. So we made it. We're fine.
We had a comically bad night of kids waking up, being in moods. Then everybody's about to be asleep. And then, smoke detector has decided its battery is low right now.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Wow.
So yeah.
At what stage in that process? Like, that's like in the middle of the night that happened? Or?
Oh, yeah. All of it. All of it was middle of the night. At 3 a.m., I heard the first chirps, and I had to, you know, do the thing where you walk around your entire house.
Yikes.
Walk 12 feet, stop, and wait 30 seconds, and then walk 12 feet and stop. Yeah, that was 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Had to do that. So, found the culprit, and, you know. Do we have that right? Are we doing that the right way? Where the battery chirp is once every 30 seconds or minute. Can't it just go, you know, beep, 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 so we can find it right away? Why did we as a society decide that the beep that was delayed was the right thing to do?
That's a good question.
You can't find which one it is.
Is that normal? Is that all smoke detectors are like that? There's no smoke detectors out there that are just beep, 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 beep.
Like when the battery's low? I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll tell you on an app, if you've got one of the smart ones, that the battery's getting low.
Yeah.
But once it gets to a point where it's so low, I mean, it can't tell me on the app which one it was. Jeez.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so anyway.
You found it, though.
I found it.
And it was just the batteries. They really should also, like, isn't this a thing on my car does this with, like, software updates on the front panel, where, like, they or the computers, like, hey, do you want to do this now or do you want to do it in a couple hours? Like, it's got to be done eventually. We need smoke detectors to, like, alert us, like, hey, battery's not out yet, just letting you know this is good. It's going to expire at 5 o'clock in the morning, so at 4 p.m. we're going to remind you that we got like 12 hours left.
Right.
That's what we need. which might just be these smart smoke detectors that you're talking about, too.
Could be. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. We've got plenty coming up today. I have a game for us to play.
Ooh.
I think people will like. The question is, do we want to just start it now, or do you want to talk a little Bills Chiefs? Because I have a couple things. I want to give a take on Anthony Richardson as well.
Okay. Is the game not Bills Chiefs related?
It is slightly Bills Chiefs related.
Okay.
It is related to, so we will find out the legend of the game for Sunday at Highmark, and we'll be able to announce that to the world at 9:45. The Bills have been kind enough to, they're like, these idiots seem to have fun with this, right?
hey, the hot dog guys are obsessed with the legend of the game.
Right. Yeah. Like, all right, fine, let's let them announce something. So at 9:45 today, we get to tell you about that again. So that's cool.
Okay.
And I've been given a clue about who the person is, but I don't know who the person is, so I get to play the game also.
Oh, you okay? I was under the impression that you knew who it was, and I was getting the clues, but you don't even know. Okay,
I don't know, and I can give everybody the one clue, and the one clue leads to a big conversation about Bill's history, which is kind of fun. So I mean,
okay.
I've teased it out enough. Let's just do it right now.
Sure. Yeah, I'm in.
So all right, we'll be able to announce it at 9:45. I do not know who it is. I swear to you, I do not know. But the clue is on which Bills legend of the game is going to deliver the shout song and then the right here, right now. I'll read you the clue because it came to me in a text. Ready?
Yep.
I know exactly what clip you'll pull. You likely will too when you see the name. Because when we announced it, we do a play-by-play highlight.
Yeah.
So the clue is, whoever this person is, they have a play.
They have a play that's
definitively
stands above any other play for him.
Yes, where a person would confidently say, when I tell you who it is, mm-hmm. I know the highlight you're going to tell Josh to get to roll to say, and that's the legend of the game.
Ooh, it's kind of almost like a whole, does it have to be a one-hit wonder?
I don't know if it has to be a one-hit wonder or if it is just most obviously
like
an all-time great who had one really great play that would say, like, it's got to be that one.
Yeah, like it's not going to be Micah Hyde, for instance, but if it was Micah Hyde, like, is there any doubt we would play the New England interception?
It's probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to be Micah Hyde, right?
I don't think it's going to be Micah Hyde.
Right.
But he was the first one that came to mind because of the spinning, the kick return.
So he wouldn't even work anyway, right? The spinning onside kick touchdown?
I mean, that was just my first thought.
Right. But that's the point. That's the point. Like, I think the clue is our first thoughts wouldn't be different. That, right. I think, is the point.
Then again, the clue doesn't have to necessarily be right. Like, your thought is the spinning onside kick, and mine is. So I think it's a legend of the game is someone that is going to be, I don't know. Like, is there a Kyle Williams highlight? What is it? He had one touchdown.
He had a touchdown.
Kyle Williams?
Yeah, like, does he have a definitive, like, honestly, my moment that comes through my mind for Kyle Williams, like, I'm sure he sacked Brady a bunch of times, right?
Yep.
But what comes through my mind for Kyle Williams is the moment of him standing in the locker room watching the Bengals score a touchdown and him, like, break down and grab his kids when he finds out the Bills are going to make the playoffs. That's the Kyle Williams moment.
Right.
So, yeah, like, his play maybe would be the touchdown, I guess.
Yeah, I think it would. So that's a candidate because Kyle Williams played the kind of role for this team that it's not exactly like you had a bunch of highlights.
Yeah, but what he did, what's interesting, he did have a good, especially for a defensive tackle. Like, he had, I guess he only had one double-digit sack season, just over almost 50 sacks, but, you know, none of those sacks in there were, like, end of game to close it out, big-time quarterback. Like, there are, who gets the sack in the Dallas game that causes a fumble? Is that Chris Kelsey? Against Romo, like there's a touchdown in that game.
Well, so the example is last time when we announced this, it was George Wilson, and we all knew the play, right? But it was the interception
against Monday night against Dallas
on Monday night. So we got a couple tweets on this already. A popular answer. So I put this out to my text club last night as like a preliminary game.
Yeah,
and
I want to like almost rank them based on odds. Like, if I were going to set odds based on this one clue, who would it be?
So a popular answer is Don Beebe.
Don Beebe. And his
What's
play
the highlight? Is the highlight stripping Leon Lett, right? Is that that's the one?
No. I mean, sure, but that's the clip. That's the losing by 100 in a Super Bowl, and then I know he runs back, and I know he gets it, and I know like that was, you know, important to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But that's the play.
I don't know.
I mean, he had. I was tweeting out about yesterday how, as a kid, I watched the 1991 year Bills yearbook probably 100 times as like a 7-year-old. Don Beebe had a lot of touchdowns, I feel like, for the Bills. Yeah. Maybe it was just in that one year. So, but that's probably his clip. Yeah, sure. I feel like I wouldn't want to set the odds very high that it's Don Beebe, personally. Yeah.
Well, maybe. Again, we find out later.
Yeah.
Couple more answers on this. Like, does T.O. have one highlight?
Sure.
98-yard touchdown catch? Is that it?
He has a 98-yard touchdown catch. Yeah, okay. That's got to be it. That's got to be his one standout clip above the rest, was he had a 98-yard touchdown. Trying to think. Does Lee Evans have a one play for the Bills? No, right?
Lee Evans' biggest game with the Bills, he had 283-yard touchdowns. You know, like,
right? So that's not
a tougher one.
That's not going to work necessarily.
There are a lot of good guesses here.
Yeah,
and then here's like Jen tweets in Bruce Smith. If you get to the great players, now we're on a separate conversation. Like, what's Bruce's play, and what's Thurman's play?
Mm-hmm.
Like Kelly is diving into the end zone against Miami, right? Is that the one that people always talk about?
Sure.
Because now I've got two tiers of players. I've got the all-time greats, what's their most iconic play, and then the lower-tier guys that made a name, or like Kyle Williams isn't exactly a lower-tier guy. He's not likely to get a highlight.
I don't think it's going to be a player of that magnitude, because I don't think that's the clue if it's Jim Kelly. You know? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Or Bruce, for that matter. Like, they're too many plays. There are 100 for each of them. So, like, even if there's a number one, like, I still kind of want to stick with the theme of there's one play that stands above the rest definitively. And I don't know that you could really say that. It might be, like, a close first, a close second.
Yeah.
For, like, the all-time great guys, you know?
803-0550 to join us and, you know, throw a guess our way if you want. Have a couple. Nate Clements is a possible guess here. And ooh. I've seen a lot of Nate Clements, and the play is, and again, like, I've got like 10 of these, when he knocks off Brady's helmet with a massive hit.
I think it's the only highlight I've seen of Nate Clements in 15 years.
Right.
Is him knocking off Brady's helmet.
He had a nice career, but that's a play that gets remembered.
Yeah. What about Terrence McGee?
That was my first thought.
My
first thought was Terrence McGee and the kickoff return in San Antonio, because it wasn't in New Orleans.
Right. That doesn't go for touchdown.
Yes, it's the most incredible play in NFL history.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't have to be right, but that was my first thought, was Terrence McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Couple more.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam Adams.
That would be a very good, easy... You know, that everyone plays the same clip for Sam Adams.
Yep.
100%. That's pick six play. Against New England. 31-0.
It's a great guess.
Yep.
And what was his second best play?
No earthly idea.
That's the thing about defensive
eating
tackles.
Eating up two guards on a block. I don't know.
It's Austin Johnson. No, he's got two picks. Right?
right. He doesn't even work. Which one would you play?
803-0550. Let's go to Alex in Rochester on this. Alex, go ahead. You're on WGR. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was going to say Sam Adams, but I have another one I'll throw out there, which would be unrelated to a Bills play, but maybe Doug Flutie, Hail Mary against for Boston College.
Okay.
So, I don't know, just a thought.
Thank you. That's an angle we hadn't thought of. It doesn't have to be a Bills play. If there's a, you know, there's a play in a guy's career, like, what if it's Marshawn Lynch? Mm-hmm. Do we play the beast mode run? Because that's Marshawn's highlight.
No, we wouldn't do that though, would we? We would find a Bills clip. We would find a Bills clip. I don't think we would. Yeah, I don't think we would play a Seahawks wild card round. As much as it was incredible, and I will watch it every time it passes by. I think it would be a Bills clip. I don't know what Lynch's Bills clip would be. He's someone that has not done this though. That would be really cool to do it, but I just don't know how often he comes back here. You know, like,
yeah,
he's Marshawn Lynch. Like, is he still doing the Amazon broadcast stuff where he like goes to the city of the game and he like goes around a couple days before and there's like a 30-minute segment, or maybe it's not 30 minutes, it's like a 5-minute segment. Like, this happened last year where Lynch went to Tampa and they were like playing around with the cannon or something on the ship. I don't know. He's got stuff going on, I feel like.
Let's go next to George in Mechanicsville. Hey, George, good morning.
Good morning. My guess is Don Beebe, because they always show him when he flips and bounces off his head and starts running again.
There's that one, too. That was against the Browns. Did he start running again? I feel like they only show, half the time they show that clip, they only show the bounce, and then it kind of cuts away to something else. He kept running, huh? Beebe off his head. I'm going to watch it again right now. Thanks, George.
I don't even know this clip.
Oh, you've never seen it?
I don't think I've seen this BB clip. He lands on his head?
Yes. It's called the pogo stick play.
Okay.
If you've never seen it, it's going to kind of blow you away. He, you know, bounces off his head.
Yeah. Does Mario Williams have a play for the Bills? Maybe? No? Anybody? Mario Williams? I don't think so.
Mario Williams, I mean, the play that maybe got talked about the most was how he dropped into coverage. Right? People got really mad about that.
Yes, that's right. That happened a couple times, maybe, even. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe there's not a big definitive one. You brought up Schoble in the past. Like,
Does Schoble have a play?
He has the most sacks ever against Tom Brady. That's not one play.
He had he hit Brady and there was a forced fumble on the first play of a game in New England? London Fletcher hit him and Schoble scored the touchdown.
Maybe that also. I think now I was trying to think of a sack fumble against the Cowboys on Monday night, and I think I'm thinking of the Sunday night New England game.
Okay.
Sorry, heartbreaking Bills drought game. Just kind of can mend together. I feel like Schoble had one in that game.
The fun thing about that era and these games is like when you're remembering those games, you're like, was that the touchdown they scored?
Right, yeah.
There's often just one.
There was like one in a three-week span.
Yeah. Oh, they're in New England. They scored a defensive touchdown. And then lost, 17-7 or something like that.
I mean, really, this gets to a conversation, though, for me. Like, what are the biggest plays in Bills history of guys that just, like, are unsung heroes in a way?
Sure.
Like, some of these examples aren't going to work because they're still playing, but, like, Nyheim Hines will be this answer in 5 years.
Yes, that's right. That's a great
100%.
Example. 100%.
Yeah. Like, he didn't do anything else for the Bills. He had negative rushing yards, right? But he had a moment. He had the kick return touchdown after Hamlin.
I've got another name just like that. Deontay Hardy.
Okay, right.
The kick return in Miami.
Miami. Like,
yeah, there's going to be some players that for legend of the game status 10 years from now, maybe Like, does Deontay Hardy get welcomed back because of that one play? Like, it was super important. Mm-hmm. And Nyheim Hines, I feel like, is a definite yes for that.
Hines is definite yes.
Is such an important play.
Yeah. So that's the game for me. Like, I'm trying to that's what I want to hunt down. Like, who's got the biggest plays in Bills history that were, like, forgettable players otherwise?
Yeah. Then there's, you know, not the all-time greats, but, like, the – I don't want to say the mid-tier guys because I love Stevie Johnson. But like, what's the Stevie Johnson play?
Right,
what's his?
Right, he has a few. I saw a great answer from Die Hard Dan on Twitter for this, who just tweeted in Drayton Florence.
Okay,
that's
interception. Was that one? Was that off a helmet?
Off Marcel Darius's helmet.
Yeah, and then a pick six.
And then he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Yep,
that was the same game as the Sam Adams pick. No, it wasn't.
8 years apart. Sorry,
that's right.
Eight years apart. Your Bills wins.
That's when the Bills beat the Patriots to go to 3-0, not 1-0.
I don't think there was a single win in between, though. To be fair, 2003 right. And 2011. Yeah.
All right. Here's a fun trivia question.
I think Drayton Florence might be right. I feel like I right now of all the names we've mentioned, I feel like I would want to make Drayton Florence the betting favorite.
I want you to tell me. Are you looking at the Drayton Florence cover?
I'm looking it up right now, yeah.
This back when, for you young kids out there, there used to be a magazine called Sports Illustrated. And I mean, the cover was pretty cool. Sam Adams made the cover when he had the pick six against Brady, and I believe the title was Off and Running, and it was about a wild week one in the NFL that included the Bills beating the Patriots 31-0.
Yeah, it was...
And the Drayton Florence would have been...
Okay.
I can't remember what it was said.
The headline said Stampede.
Okay.
I remember that cover for someone mocking it after the season more than what it actually said, because I remember someone editing the Sports Illustrated cover after the year that said pick 6 and 10. But the real cover was Stampede. Yeah, Stampede.
Chris in Rochester, if he's still with us. Chris, good morning.
Oh, but I think Chris dropped off.
Oh, Chris dropped. Okay. Brian Mormon.
No.
Drayton Floyd. Right, yeah.
Mormon threw multiple touchdowns and had multiple like runs, I think. So I don't even think he has one moment. And there's not a punt that stands out, I don't think.
803-0550.
Lindell?
I couldn't possibly tell you his biggest kick.
That New England game in 2011, he made the game-winning field goal with one
second
left. But I think it was probably like wasn't it 20 yards because Fred was down at the one. They thought he scored right before.
Yep. DJ Manuel. Yeah. The touchdown pass against Carolina.
Okay. That's not bad.
He's busy. He's what, in college.
What's
He's
his,
doing college football.
What's his second most popular highlight?
Oh.
If number one is EJ to Stevie, which was not even an impressive play, by the way. Like, the Panthers forgot to cover a guy. But whatever, it counts. And I was at that game. It was fun. What's second? I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah. 803-0550. Fun game.
Mark the Marcus Easley throw against the Jaguars in London after he had already put them in a hole. There you go.
Yeah.
That's second.
Paul Posluszny, what's his highlight?
Nothing. His highlight is I still see his jersey in the stadium more than I can possibly believe. There are more Posluszny jerseys over expected, I got to think, are number one in Bills history. It's incredible.
A couple more guesses just to throw out here. Kumerow,
sure.
Imagine, you know, Bill's legend of the game, Jay Kumerow.
Yeah, how much of that needs to be a factor here? How lame is it if you bring out Jake Kumerow as your legend of the game?
Not that lame.
Not lame?
He's cool.
He's cool.
He's different. He's cool. He fishes in ponds at golf courses.
I know. We're biased in this though, the situation, though, because we've seen him just break a fishing pole out of his golf bag and catch a fish on one cast, by the way.
803-0550, the phone number. We'll see. We'll get you the answers coming up in Extendo Sports. 9:45, we'll have the answer on who this week's Bills legend of the game is. We already know the flyover this week is going to be helicopters. So prepare for that.
Nice.
Helicopters coming from Fort Drum.
Oh, one more guess real quick. Justin Zimmer. The punch out. Cam Newton won the game.
Okay.
That's bad. That's a bad guess.
Well, I mean, if they're like, if they said Bill's legend of the game, Justin Zimmer, 73,000 right. people at the same time and say, Who?
Right. Okay. So he has a moment that stands above the rest, but
it was a big play. There's no doubt it was a big play.
Yeah.
All right. 803-0550. People want to guess. As part of the guess, you know, if you want to throw out, you know, what's the most iconic play for insert player here, that's what this ultimately goes to, because, you know, we've found a couple good players in team history that only touched the ball like twice. That is part of it.
Yep.
What's Jerry Hughes' play? I mean, he's not available.
Jerry Hughes' play is returning a fumble for a touchdown against Denver that I can't believe to this day he scored on.
It was amazing.
He looked like Terrence McGee.
Yeah.
He channeled Terrence McGee just out of nowhere and like made three guys miss and scored a touchdown. But like as a sack standout, like those, is it weird that those guys don't have like a closeout play? Like Vaughn, I could tell you. Well, could you? Like, I would think Vaughn would be when he... Well, it's not even a sack. It's him pressuring Mahomes and forcing him to throw an interception at Arrowhead. But, like, what's the, you know, it's the most iconic sack. We got a lot of pass rushers here that, like, I couldn't tell you their highlights of. What's the most iconic sack? No idea.
Good question.
Did Schobel have a single one? Like, I mentioned Mario Williams. He had a million sacks for the Bills. I couldn't tell you what the most famous one was.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, a little fun to start off your Thursday morning. We've got football on tonight. We've got the Sabres back as well. We'll check in with Paul. We'll check in with Sal. We'll check in with you, 803-0550. I also have a question about McDermott for you, about this game, and something I'm going to tie together a couple of points that are being brought up about the Chiefs as we get closer. It is Thursday. Chiefs Thursday, if you want it. 803-0550, our number, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.